Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Poor man's dollar. My daddy.
It's 2:05 on KMOX. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show. Welcome, everybody. This is Dave's last day off before he's back from vacation on Thursday. We don't have a live show tomorrow because of the St. Louis Cardinals. But I'm Rachel Zimmerman, taking over the hosting position while Dave is gone. Trish Gazelle is here. Andrew Stoles. Sue Thomas is joining us for Sue at 2. And we started with Loretta Lynn because she passed away today at the age of 90. And I am in a weird mood because while it's sad, the music starts playing and I'm like, why would you cry? It's okay. I just wanted to start with that because I always really liked her. I remember my mom reading her biography and her autobiography, rather. And I was flipping through it and just thinking, like, man, that lady had a rough life, but she made something of herself. So, but Sue has met Loretta Lynn. Apparently.
I know that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But I worked at Kix in the 90s, Kix 106.5. And, you know, country music is really good about having anybody who talks about it meet the people. Mm-hmm. So I met like everybody from the 90s. And Loretta Lynn had, a new album out. You know, she must have put something out in the 90s. And we were visiting Nashville and doing a live broadcast. And all these people would come through and you would interview them. And she was there. And everybody was kind of freaking out, right? Because she's a total legend. And she wasn't having anything currently on the air, but you could hear like a buzz go through the room.
Like,
Loretta Lynn's here, Loretta. And we were interviewing a guy from St. Louis named Jeff Batson, and he had moved to Nashville, and he was trying to make it as a songwriter. And this was in the 90s. He was from the Illinois side. And so Billy Greenwood and I are interviewing him. We're sitting at a table, and he's across, Jeff Batson is. And something happens to his chair, like it's a folding chair, and he folds up into it. It's like, it's huge. He's like, makes a huge noise. And from across the room comes Loretta Lynn. And she says, honey, are you all right? Oh. And he sent me a message today when she passed. He said, I still have an MP3 of Loretta Lynn coming to my rescue when my chair folded up when you guys were interviewing me.
That's so cool.
Can kind of hear in the background, honey, are you all right?
Oh, that was great.
But we talked to her, and she was so wonderful. And it's just bizarre to have all that experience into one little person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Whatever happened to that guy, by the way?
He's still alive. He's doing okay.
I mean, is he songwriting?
Yeah, he's still songwriting
in
Nashville.
Songs?
He's still doing that. And then, you know, he became a real estate appraiser to kind of make ends meet. But yeah, he's still a songwriter down there.
That's a good story.
That's what happened.
That is a good story. Well, rest in peace to Loretta Lynn. She was 90 years old, and she passed away in her home in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. So just going to echo what Michael Calhoun's been saying in the news. I had to bring this up because we've talked about it so much. Did you guys see that Elon Musk is reportedly offering to proceed with the Twitter deal at the original price? So after all of this... after the fact that they were going to start like discovery and going to trial pretty soon, he's like, you know what? Maybe we'll just go back to the original deal.
Because he doesn't want people going through his stuff, I guess.
Wasn't the whole thing that he wanted them to say how many fake accounts there were and how many bots? Mm-hmm. Did they ever do that?
No, I think they were always on different pages when it came to that. Like they would provide data and Elon would say, this isn't the data I'm looking for. And they were like, you don't know what kind of data you're looking for. You don't run Twitter. So it was like a constant back and forth with that. And today, all of a sudden, it just feels like it's all been for naught. So.
I don't even trust that unless they take the papers over and have him sign it right now and the money gets transferred. I don't even trust that statement. Just do it and be done with it.
Trisha's over it.
I am over it. I'm
over
him. I'm over the story. I hope that they get what he promised. But if not, I hope they get a lot more for him going back on the deal.
That's all it says. He just decided to. I thought they went to court about the whole bot thing.
They're supposed to go to court, and I think 2 or 3 days when it was supposed to start. And this is putting a halt to all of that. So the stock jumped as soon as he reportedly said that he wanted to do this. So we'll keep following it. Who knows what's going to happen?
We'll tell Trish about it ad nauseum.
Tell me later.
Yeah,
I just feel
keep
bad.
Keep Trish updated.
Feel bad for people who really invest in this for, you know, maybe that's all the money they have and they invested in this and he's just making statements and the stock goes up and the stock goes down. And just by what he says, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
So we have a pretty fun show today. At 2:30, we're going to talk to Jeff Bunshu. He's the president of Gunluck Bunshu Winery out in Sonoma, California. He's been on the show several times. He's doing a Schnucks wine dinner tomorrow night that we're going to tell you guys about. Talking to Ricky Horton at 2:45. That'll be exciting. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to Deborah Donzi. She is down in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, and her family has just been through it with this hurricane. So we're going to talk to someone who's been on the ground experiencing it in real time. We're going to talk to Katie Manga from Gateway to Hope because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month at 3:30. So we've got a bunch of cool guests for you guys today. So we talked about Loretta Lynn dying. We talked about Twitter. Now the other huge news story of the day, it's National Taco Day. So
ooh.
I know that was probably the top of mind for everyone.
I love tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does. And I think it's funny that it's falling on Taco Tuesday on top of everything else. I mean, that's just perfect. If it would have been a Wednesday or a Thursday, it just wouldn't have had the same type of impact. But I wanted to give you guys some taco deals if you're out there driving around getting a hankering because you're just finding out that it's Taco Tuesday. So today is the day that Taco Bell is letting you do their Taco Lovers Pass. It's $10 and you get a taco a day all month long. So if you like live close or work close to a Taco Bell, this is would be a pretty good deal.
Oh.
So for $10, you get one taco a day throughout the entire month.
That's pretty. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think that's good.
I might do it.
I mean, you have to get it today.
Of anyone in this room, this thing is like speaking to you. I don't know why you're saying you might do it.
Well, because it's only one. And that's not
a day for $10.
It's a good deal. I just don't know if it's going to be worth
going through,
which I do live close to one. I live close to a couple. But I don't know if it's going to be worth like me going through the whole process just to get like one taco.
Question. When you go to Taco Bell, how many regular tacos would you order?
I'm 3.
Sometimes I am 2.
But normally I get 4 because I don't like one of the 3 and I need a backup. I know that sounds very weird, but
what's the difference in them all?
I don't know.
You just don't
I just
like
don't like how it's put together or there's like too much of something or not enough of something.
One out of every 4 tacos is just unacceptable, Trish.
If I would just be getting regular like average tacos.
Yes.
Probably 4.
Hard?
Sure. Yeah, whatever you like. And one of them would be bad, like Trish said, but I would still eat it anyway.
I'm like that, too.
I don't understand. There's not one bad one. I don't get it.
There's something wrong with one of them all the time.
Here's the thing. We get it, Sue. You don't understand because you don't go through tacos or Taco Bell and get in mass orders of tacos the way that we do.
Sure, I do.
Which we respect you for.
Well, I get 3.
And
but
there's and they're all,
all
the same to you.
Yes.
There's never one that's like it's
wonky.
And or like the meat is like, you know, how the
aggressive
meat like sogs through the bottom.
Oh,
and
yeah, but I don't care. I'll eat it anyway.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff. I get what you guys are saying, but I will very rarely just like not eat it unless it's, you know, just horrendous. But I could.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do like four soft tacos.
Yeah.
I'm not a big hard taco person. Also included in the taco deal, 7-Eleven is doing 10 mini tacos for $2 if you want to get mini tacos from 7-Eleven.
Mm. I do.
Jack in the Box is bringing back their monster tacos. You can buy two of them for $3 all this month, so that's kind of cool.
Question, are those the same as their regular ones which just have American cheese in there?
Yes, but
okay.
They're big.
But giant.
Yes,
okay.
They're the monster taco. And then finally, Fuzzy's Taco Shop has
Fuzzy's
tacos all day for $1.50.
What is Fuzzy's? I'm not familiar.
God, it's so good. The one I had was out in Westport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that area. It's just tacos.
Okay.
Really, really good tacos. Right. And I like their fuzzy sauce. But just FYI for next week, because all next week is St. Louis Taco Week.
Oh,
so there's
cool.
A ton of places like Mission Taco, of course, and Cantina Laredo and Taco Buddha and Terror Tacos. All these places, you get a taco for $5. So they'll have a special taco.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's all next week.
Since we're already talking about food, I wanted to ask you guys. I went to Schnucks last night and I picked up my normal groceries, and then I saw that they had some apple cider. So I had to cop that because it's the perfect time of year for it. And I'm like, really thinking about it, my favorite fall treats do center around apples. I like the caramel apple and I like the apple cider. What's your favorite this time of the year treat?
I just got one the other day at Schnucks. The Bobbies.
Yes, I just had one last night.
They're so good, fresh. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
It's like a mega caramel apple. Big and real pecans.
Real pecans and that caramel on there. And nothing, there's no chips. There's no nothing. There's just pecans. And it's on that beautiful, crisp,
so good
Granny Smith apple. Oh, it's the best.
Schnucks, Bobbies. So we cut it in half. And then my mom and I split the half, and now we have the other half for today.
Nice.
Okay, I've never been able to do that. We just cut it up into bases, and then it's free for all, whoever gets it.
I'm the only Hoosier who just digs in and eats it off of the stick.
Oh, no, that didn't occur to me.
Well, these are two, they're so big that I think it'd be really difficult to do
that. It's more manageable this way. Oh, I love those things. They're so good. Oh, my God.
Not stopping me.
What about you, Andrew? Favorite fall treat?
Yeah, I'll enjoy some candy corn.
Really?
Candy corn. Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Remember the thing I told you the other day? Here's the trick. I don't like candy corn on its own, but if you pour some peanuts in a bowl with candy corn, it tastes like a payday, which I can do.
Tyler's in there nodding.
Yes, it's so good that way. If you like paydays, then you would like this.
All right.
Well, those are our favorite fall treat recommendations from the DGS. When we come back, I'm going to play some political audio for you, get a little bit more serious than just talking about food. But you're listening to The Dave Glover Show. It's on KMOX.
Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard.
Yes, on KMOX. Last night, I watched the premiere of Cuomo on News Nation. We've been talking to a lot of people from News Nation just because, I don't know, I've been watching it. I know Dave's been watching it. Trish has been tuning into News Nation from time to time. It's this new news station that's trying to be like more neutral and down the middle. And its whole thing is like you're being played on either side by the right and the left. And we're going to try to show you both sides of the equation here. So Chris Cuomo has a new show and I decided to tune in last night because I didn't have anything else going on. And it was really interesting. He started the show with like this big mea culpa about his past and apologizing and saying that he's been really humbled by this experience and he's hungry to change and do better and do a different kind of program. So that was really interesting. And then as we got into the program, he started to talk more and more about like the game that politicians play, but the game that's played on social media and the game that's played in the media because of the way we react to social media. And he was bringing up the point that he believes, and I think a lot of people believe, that most people in this country are more in the middle than staunchly Democrat or staunchly Republican, staunchly left, staunchly right. But we all kind of get swept up in this game because it seems like we don't have any other options. And he said the reason that is because opposition is too valuable when it comes to battling the other side. Like it's worth too much to regard your opponent as the enemy. So that's why everyone does it. Like it, if you can make the other person seem bad, maybe you seem better. So that's why we see it happen in the media over and over again.
Yeah, and you don't, if you put the focus on them being bad, you don't really have to say what you stand for.
Right, exactly.
You have to explain nothing.
That's true.
You can just keep your boogeyman going and then people will go, well, I don't want to be a part of that. I'm just going to side with you. So I thought that was really, really interesting. And it was the first thing I thought of today when I heard this audio of President Biden. He's at a press conference and someone asks him about his relationship with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
How would you describe your relationship and your conversation with Governor DeSantis?
It's totally irrelevant, but I'll answer it, okay? In fact, very fine. He complimented me. He thanked me for the immediate response we had. He told me how much he appreciated it, said he was extremely happy with what was going on. This is not about whether or anything having to do with our disagreements politically. This is about saving people's lives, homes, and businesses. That's what this is about. And so I've talked to him 4 or 5 times already. And it's not a matter of my disagreements with him on other items.
Played similar audio last week from Governor DeSantis saying like, look, it's not like we're best friends, but we're getting along to do what's best for the people of Florida. It's really refreshing to see that happen because you're just so used to nowadays, like no matter what's going on, someone's getting their jab in, someone's getting in their talking point. I was just happy to see at least for a couple of interactions for a couple of days, it really just be about helping the people who are in need.
Yes, no kidding.
So
it's really disgusting
cool.
if it wouldn't.
Thank
I mean, these
you.
Are people's lives at stake, like he said, like their homes, their businesses. People are dying. It's ruining this, you know, great tourist place. So if they would do that, like there would be something clearly wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the president's acting presidential and the governor is acting governorish and possibly
governmental.
He's acting
possibly
like a governor.
Presidential as well.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there is a reality that, you know, we could see these two men facing off against each other in 2024. It would be really easy to take the bait and start throwing punches right now, but it's good to see them not, at least for a little while.
I think people would be so disgusted if they did that, that it would ruin it for each of them.
Well, it's disappointing that that's what they're looking for, though, right?
Yeah,
when you ask that question, you don't want Biden to say, oh, you know, it's been great. You want him to say, like, well, he learned that, you know, he learned who's boss or whatever. You know what I mean? They want it to be part
that's
of
what the press wants.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the press is
maybe.
Aiming for when you ask a question like that. You don't want the nice response. You want the partisan response, which is disappointing.
Okay, moving on here for a second. I just thought this was kind of an interesting story. I really like Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's married to Freddie Prinze Jr. The reason I like them together is because they were in Scooby-Doo. They played Fred and Daphne.
That's reasonable.
And I just think that's really cute that they've like been married for 20 years after that. But she was saying that she has a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, and they're not allowed to use social media. And she says that letting your kids use social media would kind of be like letting them get a face tattoo. because they would be out there, you know, splashing all this stuff around the internet saying, like, this is who I am, this is what I like. But they're kids and they're going to change. And even though you can delete a post, someone can screenshot it and hold on to it forever. I don't necessarily agree with her that that's, you know, quite as...
The same.
Yeah, it's not the equivalent. It's not, but it's kind of a cute way of equating it and being like, yeah, you know, maybe these kids should stay off social media for as long as they possibly can, because at that age, like, they're only going to get into trouble. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff Bunshue from Gunlock Bunshue Wineries and get some insight from him on this Schnucks wine dinner that's going on tomorrow night. It's 2:35 and you're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Listen to us on 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, 102.5-2 HD. That's a wonderful signal. I am obviously not Dave Glover. He's on vacation. He will be back on Thursday, but I'm Rachel Zimmerman filling in. Trish Gazelle is here. Andrew Stoles, Sue Thomas for Sue at 2. And right now we're talking to Jeff Bunshue. He is the president of Gunlock Bunshue Winery in Sonoma, California. Jeff, thanks for talking to us today. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah. Hi, Rachel. Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. So I was just thinking earlier today, I feel like the first time you came on the show, because you've been on quite a few times now, it was back in like 2016 or 2017, and you guys were dealing with wildfires out at your vineyard.
Yeah, that's right. I've been coming out here this time of year, and I'll be out there again tomorrow for an event with Schnucks. And so I'm always on air around this time. And that particular year, which I think is the first time I was on with you guys, I had to cancel. But I canceled the trip, but I didn't cancel the interview. And so modern technology, I was sitting out on our pond, which overlooking our vineyard, in like very thick sort of black smoke. And it was, I'll never forget that interview. It's probably another one for you, but I definitely was looking at flames all around. It was pretty adventurous. I'm happy to say this year it's clear as a bell out there. So we're very nice.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about the history of Gunlock Bunshue Winery.
You know, it's been in my family since 1858. My great 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 grandparents effectively came over from what's now Germany around South America to San Francisco during the gold rush and missed the gold, but brewed enough beer to sell to thirsty miners to buy this vineyard site. Wine was their first love, and that's essentially where we've been growing grapes and making wine for all these years. You know, through the earthquake in San Francisco, through Prohibition, through everything else that's gone on out there. We're about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, so really on the kind of the gateway to wine country. So, you know, the history of California happened right in our hometown of Sonoma, and a lot of that parallels our own family business history as well.
Very cool. Let our listeners know what they can expect tomorrow night for this wine dinner at Schnucks. It's going on at the Schnucks in De Pere at 6:30.
Yeah, great. Well, it's kind of an old home week, although I think this one's going to be extra special. I don't even know how I started doing it, but it's such a great store there. The Schnucks are a great family. It's a great shopping experience, clearly. And that cooking school that the team has put together has been just a kind of a high spot of my travels, and I see quite a few things. And their former, I guess, executive chef and cooking school director, Gay De Michelle, will be cooking. It's probably going to be her last time with us, I think, maybe. Maybe she'll come in again. I'm not sure what the future holds, but because she's coming in special, it's going to be a special night. It's going to be a lot of people that we know well and then a lot of new friends, and we sort of just talk about wine and laugh and cackle and have a good time. It'll be fun.
So this is probably a hard question and maybe an unfair question, but can I ask you to pick your favorite wine, or at least the favorite wine that you'll be serving tomorrow night?
Yeah, our Sonoma Valley Cabernet. Nothing too original, but it is kind of original in the context of Cabernet. We have this incredible hillside vineyard in a relatively cool part of Sonoma and Napa. We're technically in Sonoma County, but we're right on the border of Napa. So it's a very rich, deep Cabernet, but not over the top, a little more restrained, a little more delicate, if you can even use that word with a Cabernet. And it'll be exciting because whatever Gail pair it with, I'm sure it's going to be spectacular.
Awesome. So I checked this morning and there were a couple of tickets left. You can go to schnooks.com/cookingschool to get your tickets for the wine dinner at Schnooks. And if you want to learn more about Gunlock Bun Shoe Winery, go to gunbun.com. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rachel, and talk to you later. Thanks so much, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You guys want some fun facts?
Oh, always.
Mm-hmm. Okay. McDonald's chicken nuggets only come in 4 different shapes. Can anyone name them?
Yes. Okay. So you've got kind of okay. like an egg shape, like an oval. Yes.
I know what you're talking
one
about.
You've got the one that's got like a little round butt and then it's got like a nub. It's kind of shaped like the cartoon nerd. That's another one.
Okay. So we've got the egg and the nerd. Yes, there is the ball, the bell, the boot, and the bow tie.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Oh, I didn't know they were official.
Yeah, those are the official names.
I thought they were just, that's how they came out.
And someone said no.
Like a oval, like
oh,
an egg-shaped
oval.
Kind
an
of.
Egg. I guess that would be
an
the ball.
An egg.
That would be the ball shape.
I think the bell was the one with the big butt. Am I correct?
No, that was the boot.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's got to be the boot.
Excuse me, I was referring to the boot.
It's my bad.
This is kind of interesting. The Dakota Territory split into North Dakota and South Dakota when it became a state because people disagreed on which city should be the capital. The Northerners wanted Bismarck and the Southerners wanted Pierre. So they were like, fine, we're just going to make it into 2 states.
You know what?
It worked.
We're split in 2. We'll each have our own.
That's funny.
Irish is only the 3rd most spoken language in Ireland. English is number 1 and Polish is number 2.
What? Oh, wow. I would not have guessed that. Polish is number 2.
I just read a dumb fact on Twitter, because obviously everything on Twitter is not very smart. But you know how we do the Irish goodbye?
Yeah.
What is that? What's
that
the
is
Irish
where you
goodbye?
That's what we call it here when you leave without saying goodbye.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it said in France, they call it the English exit. And in England, they call it the France exit. And we're the ones who say the Irish goodbye.
So everyone's just burning each other.
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
Those other guys don't say goodbye when they leave. Let's see here. The Rocky Horror Picture Show has been in theaters longer than any other movie. This is especially relevant in the month of October, I'm assuming. It's been playing nonstop since it was released in 1975. So that's 47 straight years of being in theaters, with the exception of the pandemic, of course.
I have never seen it.
I haven't either. Not in the theater. Mm-mm. I think I saw it on TV. Fun fact, I believe Fred Bottomer has been to this show multiple times. So you may, next time you see him, you may want to ask Fred.
They are showing it.
I would not have seen that coming.
On the rooftop of City Museum, October 22nd.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
so
that's
maybe Fred
cool.
will be there.
Well, he might be.
Fred's appearance
I believe
by
that
Fred.
Was in his dating years, Trish. He may be, you know, past it.
So that, did he dress up and wear the makeup, do you know?
I believe that I have asked this question. And I don't recall the answer. So that means either he did, and it was just like, you know, the guy. No, not the fancy one. Maybe the nerd guy.
Mm. Okay.
I All think right. I would have remembered if it was something else. But, you know, maybe not.
That's
just ask Fred.
Fred with his surprises.
Also, Fred, fun fact. He is in love with Gilligan's Island and has 5 to 6 books on the subject.
Seriously.
Wow, we need to get him together with Dave and
saying.
They can talk about it.
Yes.
Because Dave loves Gilligan's Island,
okay.
too.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Fred, that if you Dave. Didn't want everyone to know that.
An FFF, a Fred fun fact. I love it. And my final fun fact, Thomas Jefferson was fluent in English, Greek, Latin, French, Italian, and Spanish. He also studied Arabic, Gaelic, and Welsh.
Wow.
Pretty smart guy.
Why?
Because he could, Andrew. He was a
he likes knowledge, Andrew.
Yes.
They didn't even have phones back then.
I feel as though if he'd driven a car, he would have waved thank you to people.
He wasn't talking to any Gaelic people. He was here.
All right, guys. What are you talking about?
They didn't even have like phones back then. It wasn't like easy to communicate with people from other cultures back then. It was like a huge thing.
Yeah, but he wanted to study it because he just wanted to learn. He wanted to know in case he ever met a Gaelic person.
That is
like
correct.
A waste of time.
Oh, all right. Well, Thomas Jefferson was wasting his time.
Oh, my God.
He's one of our founding fathers.
Yes, he wants to learn Gaelic and Arabic, and he's just a big loser.
When we come back, we'll talk to Ricky Horton about the St. Louis Cardinals. You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Conversation with Ricky Horton is brought to you by Give Goodwill. Give hope, give local, give goodwill. Ricky, happy Yadier Molina Day. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, and how about that? Yeah, he gets his own day, doesn't he? Well, he deserves a lot more than that, but I've been telling a lot of my friends, happy Yadier Molina Day as well. So all is good, and here in Pittsburgh, hoping for a win today.
So I was thinking earlier today how strange it is that a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, we were all speculating, like, do you think Albert's going to hit 700? And a lot of people were, like, reluctant to say, yeah, I think he will, because it just felt so crazy and so, like, just, like, too good of a dream or, you know, like a fairy tale. And now here he is. He's sitting at 703, homering three in the last four games. Just so cool.
It is amazing. And so the question I asked yesterday, in fact, I asked how high will he go? And a minute later, he had another home run. So I guess it is bizarre that he's been able to finish the way he's finished. It's actually his best second half that he's had in his career. I mean, in terms of home runs as a Cardinal, and you know, he's doing it at 42. It's just not possible. And I was one of those that was doubting whether or not he could get to 700. And I don't view that as an anti-Pujols statement. I just didn't think it was humanly possible. Nor would he get enough at bats. But he's hitting right-handers so well now that it's hard to keep him out of the lineup. He's in the lineup again tonight.
Yay!
Ricky, do you think at the beginning of the season when they brought Albert in, anyone had any idea that it was going to be this magical of an experience?
No, I think the thought would be there would be magical, yes, but that it wouldn't necessarily have to do with what he did on the field. I mean, knowing Albert for all these years, I mean, he's just kind of rises to the occasion, and you knew there'd be great moments. You knew there'd be great thoughts about the future of Yadi or of Yadi and he coming to the Busch Stadium for opening days and being at home plate. And it was kind of like, this was a necessary bridge to that. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Bridge to this great emotion, reconciliation, redemption, whatever word you want to use. I didn't know it would be this kind of production.
So the Cardinals wild card opponent is still unknown, looking like it'll be either the Phillies or the Padres. Who would you rather see us play?
That's a good question. I think maybe the Phillies, and I'm, you know, nothing against the Phillies, but I just think there'd be a lot of question marks about, you know, of teams not knowing each other very well. It seems like we just played the Padres, and you know, they're kind of a mix of players from different organizations too. And you know, I just think the Phillies might be a better match for us. But honestly, you know, I just think the fact that we get to play them all in St. Louis is a good thing. If you were playing in Philadelphia, I would say the Phillies would have a big advantage because that's a different kind of ballpark, and they've got a lot of power guys in their lineup. But, you know, neither one of them will be easy, that's for sure. But I'm expecting it to be Philadelphia. I think they've got the edge right now, obviously, in terms of the schedule.
What can we expect tonight going up against the Pirates in Pittsburgh?
Well, we're going to see a couple of at-bats from Albert Pujols tonight. We're going to see another short start, and we're going to end up seeing Jack Flaherty pitch at some point in this game, too. Dakota Hudson will start, but Flaherty will come in. Ryan Helsley will come in. I think there's still – it's not exactly like a spring training game, but you're trying to tune guys up for the postseason. So it's, you want to win, but you also want to make sure guys are ready for next Friday. And so you've got kind of cross purposes. But we'll see Helsley, we'll see Flaherty, and we'll see Dakota Hudson tonight.
So tomorrow's the last game of the season. Then we're in the playoffs. How do you feel going in? Just how do you feel about the team in general?
I feel really good about the team. I feel better about the team if Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado were hot. I think if you were to talk to anybody in the clubhouse, the manager, the coaches, and those two guys I just mentioned, they would all say the same thing, that they're still the drivers. I mean, we've been doing nothing but talking about Albert Pujols for 3 weeks, and of course we should be. But those two guys are two of the best players in the National League, and they've had kind of average to below average Septembers for them. So I'd like to see both of those guys just get red hot here just in time for the Philadelphia Phillies or San Diego.
Ricky, it's Sue Thomas. I've not met you. I think you're awesome. Question. How much fun are you having in the booth with this? The Albert Pujols, the whole season. When we drive, like if I just took a road trip and on my way back I was listening, and it just sounds like you guys are having so much fun and we as fans are having so much fun. But how much fun is it in the booth?
It is a blast in the booth, and thank you for noticing that. Honestly, it really is, and I think we draw off the fans too. I mean, where we're sitting in the booth, you look out and you see 47,000 people standing for every Albert Pujols at bat and then quieting down every time there's a pitch. That's just a cool thing. I mean, that doesn't happen. I mean, it's almost like, you know, he's standing over a 3-foot putt to win the Masters. Everybody stops talking. And it's just, I've never seen that anywhere. I can't remember seeing that anywhere. So we draw a lot off of that in the booth too. And, you know, I often wonder what it's like to broadcast a team that's 30 games below 500. That's got to be a chore. Now that's really broadcasting. But for us, we're just delivering the good news is what we're doing.
Very nice. Well, Ricky, I'm going to let you go. I know you have to get ready for the game, but it's always an honor to talk to you, and thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Great to chat. Glad to do it.
You're right, Sue. He's awesome. He's so
cool. So nice. And, you know, you just get so into it. We're in this playoffs run, and we got the Pujols thing, and it's just fun to listen to our own local announcers radio-wise. It just takes it to another level.
Oh, man, I should have asked him about these huge crowds we've been seeing outside of the stadium. I meant to do that, and I just didn't write it down. But I was at the game on Saturday, like I said, and it was just snaked around. Same thing on Sunday. I mean,
people are just excited.
We're energized.
So
we are
fun.
Definitely energized. Well, Sue, thanks for hanging out with us this hour. You are the best. You are my angel, Sue
thanks
Thomas.
Thanks for having me. I'm not sure that's true.
We'll be right back. It's the Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.